Armadoxy for today, Khachkar messages of Christ. Khachkars decorate Armenian churches, monasteries, and the landscape of Armenia. They are tall, they are telling. Many of them can be read like a road map, but pointing to the heavens and eternity. A khachkar literally means cross stone. On a large stone, usually rectangular in shape, about 6 or 7 feet tall and 3 feet wide, engravings reflecting the faith and determination of a person dedicated to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, these stones have survived and have been sharing a message for hundreds and even 1,000 years. The central carving of the stone is a cross, ornate with swirls, designs that depict different theological concepts and ecclesiastical symbols. One khachkar, which is found at the monastery of Gosh, is especially telling. Gosh was a seat of education in Armenia, and as such, the khachkar there stands tall to tell a story of heaven and earth relations. It may not seem very unusual to see earth depicted as a large sphere in this carving, until you learn that the stone was carved in the 6th century, some 600 years before the Inquisition in Europe. In other words, Armenians had already understood the earth to be round and rejected the flat earth concept. The messages on the khachkars are many and in different varieties. However, the greatest story that is often forgotten is that the khachkar depicts resurrection and victory. Every cross, without exception, and especially every khachkar, is the story of Jesus Christ. Without Christ, the khachkar has no meaning. In fact, without Jesus Christ, a cross is merely two perpendicular lines. We stand between two feasts of the cross, the elevation of the cross and the cross of Varak. The cross is defined by Jesus Christ as the instrument of torture now turned into a symbol of victory. Yes, the khachkar decorates the Armenian landscape, and in that decorative form, it has been a constant reminder to the people of the power of love over hate, of good over evil. The khachkar stoically standing on the sidelines of history as the ever-present messenger of hope is a non-stop witness to the reality that has been central to the survival of a people. Now imagine that. A people who have turned around in their journey, and everywhere they have looked, they have been reminded of the hope in the eternal and align themselves with the divine through Christ. If God be with us, who can be against us? Today we pray. From the 13th hour of St. Nersa Schnorralis, I confess with faith. Heavenly King, grant me your kingdom, which you have promised to your beloved, and strengthen my heart to hate sin, to love you alone, and to do your will. Have mercy on all your creatures and on me. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.